Hurricane Ian has weakened, but it still could bring more problems to Florida. Robbie Berg of the National Hurricane Center says rain is still the primary hazard across central and northern Florida.
Until that rain subsides, we really need people to stay inside and not venture out on the roads. There also is still some coastal flooding occurring, some storm surge, especially from the onshore winds on the backside of the storm along the west coast of Florida.
Ian has left a path of destruction in southwest Florida, trapping people in flooded homes and knocking out power to some 2 million people. I'm Donna Warder.